Rabbi, we keep going, whether there are a lot of people or there are not as many people here, but we're very, very happy, Baruch Hashem, to be able to give our share tonight. Leilei Nishmas, Reb Shimshon Chaim, and Nachman Mechal Nachmani, the Neshama Shana Meliyah, and the Torah that we learn should be a zchus for him and for all of Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to speak tonight about this shtickle over here that I thought there's a beautiful idea brought over here by the Zer Shimshon, and then there's also another idea I thought of that depends how long it takes to say the shtickle as to how much of this idea I'm going to say. Because it is a small shtickle, so I would have thought I'd be able to manage the whole shtickle and then to add something else in, but let's see. So the Torah tells you, it's right in the beginning of this week's parasha, if you come to the land of Shashem, who gives you as an inheritance, and you will conquer it, and you will take it as inheritance, and now you're sitting in it properly, achar kibush, it's after kovshos sa'aretz, and they split it up. You take from the first of the fruits which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. You go to the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside. And then it says the following. You come to the Kohen Hashiyah B'yamim, to the Kohen that was in those days. And you say to him, once today I came to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised our fathers to give to us. Then he takes it and you go through the whole ceremony, Arami, Oyvidovi, etc., etc. But here there's a very interesting Rashi, and it's interesting in a way that Rashi says this, and I've never noticed this until tonight where I saw the Zer Shimshon ask the Kasha, and I see that the Ramban Betzim also asked this Kasha. He says the following, he says, Uvosel HaKoyin, you come to Koyin Asher Yeh BaYomahem, that will be in those days. Zog Rashi, obviously the Kasha, what do you mean Asher Yeh BaYomahem, that will be in those days? You only have that coin. There's nobody else. That's the coin that there is. So don't say, ach, there used to be more choshev kehanim, whatever. You give it to the coin that exists in those days. Frekt the Ramban. Ramban asks Kasha. The Zer Shimshon, quoting the Ramban, asks Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Let's go back to a Pasha that we saw 2 weeks ago, Pasha Shoiftim. Kipolim imchot davel amishpot. When you won't know something in Mishpat, ben dom the dom, different damim and din and din, different dinim and negal and negal, different negoim, divir ribes b'sharecha, an argument that breaks out in the bezdin in the different towns that you have. Ve'kamto ve'alisa l'amok ma'ashiv ha'ashem ve'kecha boi. You have to get up and you have to go to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen, which is Yerushalayim. Okay, that's part one. There's an argument, there's a bezdin, there's a back and a forth, and one dayan says it's like this, and the other dayan says it's like that. And we don't know what to do, says the Torah, there's a very simple solution. You go to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and you ask them what it says. Says the Pasuk, the next Pasuk, Uvosu el HaKayanim HaLevim, you come to the Kayanim, the Levim el HaShoif, and to the Shoiftim HaShiyah B'Yom HaMayim, that were in those days, and you're going to V'Nerash V'Giloch HaYisma HaMishpot. You ask them the question, and they tell you what the Pesach is. Zok Rashi over there as well. Ashiya b'yomim ha'im. Afilu einak yashar shoyftim shoyel afonov. Atal tzach lishmei aloi. Ein lecha elo shoyfet shiyom ha'mecha. That should sound familiar. We said over here before, ein lecha elo koin shiyom ha'mecha. Here it says, ein lecha elo shoyfet shiyom ha'mecha. So, says the Ramban, and asks also the Zer Shimshon. I understand by shoyftim that you say Ashiya b'yomim ha'im. Let's say, you know, you had people 50, 60 years ago, they say we had a Rav Moshe Feinstein, and we had a Rav Yashiv, and we had a Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and we had a Chabina Rav. You go through the list of all the people that we had, Klal Yisrael after Muhammad were blessed with such gedolim. You say, we look around today, we're a nation, a Yisraimim Dika nation. We don't have people like that anymore. So you say, ach, gonna go ask a Shaila now. You say, like, you know, people start speaking disparagingly. Ach, the Rabbonim today, what are the Rabbonim today? Now, even the Gedolim today, they're nothing compared to the Gedolim that we had in yesteryear. And the Gedolim in Europe, what are the Gedolim today? Zok de Torah, uvasa, you come alakanim, and mima shavashim b'yom ha'mayim. You might be right. The Torah's not saying that you're wrong. It could very well be that 50 years ago, you had Gedolim that we posh don't have nowadays. And therefore what? And therefore I can't go ask a Shaila. I shouldn't go ask a shayla. Says the Torah, you come to the kohen that's in those days. You come to the kohen, whoever the kohen is, and you ask him the shayla. And you cannot say Yener Kayin is not as big a Tamil Chacham. Yener Shoifit is not a big a Tamil Chacham as the Shoiftim were in previous generations, and therefore not asking Mashaila. Ein lecha Shoifit el Shibi Amecha. You have to go to Rabbanim, you have to go to the Shoiftim Shibi Amecha, that's all you have. That, says the Ramban, makes a lot of sense. Because I'm going now to ask a Shaila. So I can say, listen, the Rabbanim today, they don't come to the toenails of the Rabbanim of previous generations. Hashiyeh b'yom ha'mehim, that's what there is. That's what it is, that's what you have to ask the Shaila. Ober, says the Ramban, says the Zer Shimshon, what we're saying in our Pasha is the following. You come to the Kohen, Hashiyeh b'yom ha'mehim, you come to the Kohen. Ein lecha Kohen ela shebe'yom ha'mehim. The only Kohen you can give it to is the Kohen that's there. Who else am I supposed to give it to? I'm going to say, I'm giving to the coin from 15 years ago. The coin from 15 years ago is not here, right? You have to give to this coin. He says, okay, fine, I'll give it to this coin. This coin's not like, what's the difference? All the Kohanim are doing the same thing. They're taking the Bikurim from the fellow bringing it. So where is the Bechlal Atzad? Where is the Bechlal Amokim to say that there's a difference between the Kohanim from yesteryear and the Kohanim? No. The Kohanim from yesteryear, when they took matonos, they took matonos. This guy doesn't know how to take matonos. He doesn't have to. What's the godless in taking matnas kahuna that I have to say, you know what? Maybe the Kohanim today aren't as great as they used to be, but they still know how to take matnas kahuna. Tell you what, most people know how to take. Taking is an easy thing. People learn taking very early. Giving is a harder thing, but taking? Look around, everybody knows that take. So what's this Rashi telling you? Ein lecha kohen el shebe'yom ha'mecha. The only kohen that you have to give it to the kohen in your days. Of course, who else I give it to and what's the big deal? And then he says the following. Ve'amarta elof, and you say to him, says Rashi, ve'amarta elof, she'ein lecha kofi toiva. And you have to say to him, I'm not a kofi toiv. I'm not somebody that denies the goodness that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me. I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the goodness that he gave me. In fact, the Zer Shimshon, I have to look at the kohen, I have to say, I want you to know I'm not a kofi toiva. I know you came with Bikurim. I know you're not a kofi toiva. That's the whole point of Bikurim. So I have to look at the kohen, I have to say, I want you to know I'm not an ungrateful person. I'm not an ingrate. Here you go. Here's the Bikurim. Well, what's the point? Why am I giving the guy and telling him I'm not a kofi toiva? What's the point? Zok the Zer Shimshon. That the two things are metarets one under the other. He says, after you bring the Bikurim, you used to bring the Bikurim in a sal, you used to bring the Bikurim in a basket, and what would then happen is that he used to do tenufa, and the kohen used to put his hands underneath the hands of the person that's bringing the Bikurim, and then, you know, malo, mairid, mailchum, maybe you used to bring it in all directions, similar almost to what you do with the lulav, and the reason you used to lift it up and move it around, etc., etc., the reason was, latzer ruchos roish gesham mutlanim raim, to stop bad winds, to stop bad rains, all those things. You know, you have a person who's a farmer, is very much totally on the weather. Even nowadays, farmers are totally on the weather. Farmers might say, oh, nowadays, already with our modern equipment, we're not totally on the rain. It's not true. The rain could come and sweep the whole thing away. You know, the fellow could work, kemat, he could work 3-4 months building up this beautiful crop, and comes a hurricane, and in one day, boom, all gone. Or you could work really, really hard on the crop, and it's almost ready, and it's almost ready to be plucked, and it's beautifully, and then suddenly the sun comes out and dries out the entire thing, burns the entire crops, everything is gone. It's still up to the weather, the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you dam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a farmer, even in our modern days, Kol Shekein in those days, a farmer was very much in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shalom with the weather. The weather was good, hopefully he had a good set of crops. The weather was bad, Nebuch, he had nothing. And nobody had anything. That's it. Pardon?
And the fishermen.
And many other people as well. And they were all worried. So you bring the crops to Bikurim, and the kohen puts the hand underneath the hands of the person that is doing the bringing the Bikurim, male umayrid mailuchum maybe, to get rid of the bad winds, to get rid of the bad geshamim, the bad tal, the bad dews. So he says, Ein lecha koyin ela b'yomecha. Because you might say to yourself, you know what, 50 years ago, I remember the Kohanim from 50 years ago. Choshev Yidin, Talmidei Chachomim, Shas Yidin. These chevra, you know, when you came to a Kohen like that, you brought your Bikurim, you felt Yena had such a Kedusha when he lifted and he put it down back and forth. Yena really knew how to stop the Gishomim. This piker, this Amaretz Kohen, he's going to go up and down, back and forth, and for him, all these bad rains are going to stop, and all the bad ruches are going to stop, and all the bad dew is going to stop. Anechtigintov. Don't believe it. It's rubbish. It's not true. So he says, Ein lecha koyin el shem yomecha. Don't be disparaging about that koyin. Don't think about this koyin, ach, yena koyin can't do anything. Faket. Each koyin has been given the bracha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to do it. That's a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the koyanim. And therefore, Ein lecha koyin el shem yomecha. And he continues and he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu yira la'levav, famous pasuk that we see by Shmuel. Shmuel comes to the house of Yishai, and he says, I'm here to be Moshech the Melech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him who the Melech is. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you says, Ani achoize. You, Shmuel, says, I'm the one, I'm the seer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, show me who it is. So in walks Yishai's oldest son, and he looks big and looks strong and everything. And he says, oh, ach, neged Hashem Mashiachai, this is the guy. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, nah, not this one. Wrong one. You got the wrong one. He says, why? He says, because Adam, a person, looks at the outside of a, and you look at the outside of an individual, you never know when you look at the outside of an individual. He looks really from, he's rotten inside. He looks really rotten on the outside. He could be very, very good on the inside. You just don't know. Hashem Yalalevo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks inside. And this is why David goes after one and two and three. He goes through six of them and he keeps on saying this one. And he says, I'm embarrassed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here to be Moshe the Melech. I can't even find him. Do you have another kid? He says, yeah, there's a little kid that's playing outside. He's a shepherd. For sure, not him. Bring him in. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, that one. David HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I choose Hashem, I choose the right people. Don't worry. So he says, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're la'levav, and this coin, you might think that this coin's not Kosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks in him. And if not for the fact that his heart is full of Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give him the Aliyah L'Gedulah to become a coin for him to be allowed into the Beis HaMikdash, to be allowed to do this. Number one. Okay? Number two, he says, when a person does a mitzvah, the Shefa comes through the Koyach HaMitzvah. Not so much the koyach of the chashivos of the person that's doing it. So I do the mitzvah of Bikurim, and I come, and a kohen comes also nishkin grei satam ocham, not me, not him. But the kohen comes, sticks his hand underneath, picks it up, puts it down, back and forth, says, you know what? It's oitza the tlalim roim. Not my chashivos, not his chashivos. The mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim has within it a koyach that the shefa of Bikurim says gets rid of all those things. Even if the person who's doing the mitzvah has no kavanos, he's not a Arizal's kavanos. He doesn't have all these tifa kavanos. It doesn't make a difference. Yena Kohen knows what he's doing. He's lifting his money. And the Kohen says, this is the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you did the mitzvah. You did it properly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. I'm oitzat lalim uruchas roim. I get rid of the bad things. Not because you're chashivus. Because the mitzvah brings with it a shefa of Kedusha, and in this instance, also a shefa of good weather, etc., etc. Says now the Zera Shimshin. So that's part one. That's Ein Lecha Koyin El Shem Yomecha. That's why you look at this coin, because this coin can bring it. Now you might think, and here's the other thing, some people, they see all these things and say, you know what? It's all science. It's all science. There's mazolois, and there's ruchois, and the mazolos, when they move into a certain direction, then that happens. And the mazolos move in a different direction, and something else happens. And therefore, the person is not going to blame the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's not even going to blame the Kohen. What's he going to say? Teva. It's all Teva. You know why there was good weather this year? Not because Yena lo yutzlach Kohen that's waving up and down. You know why there was good weather this year? Because it was good weather. Because the stars, the constellations were in the right places. Everything was supposed to happen, happened. And therefore, that's why there was good weather. No deeper reason than that. Why are you coming up with such convoluted reasons? Yena Amar's coin lifting up and down. Yena made it. He stopped it. For that, says the Torah of Amar to Elav, she'encha kofui toiva. I have to say to the kohen, I realize you did it. It's not I'm saying that the bikurim, she'encha kofui toiva, I brought bikurim. I'm not a kofui toiva. I know you brought bikurim. That means you're not a kofui toiva. V'amarta elav, you come to the kohen asher b'yomim ahem, and you look at the kohen in the face and you say to the kohen, you know why I'm able to bring these bikurim? Because last year I came here and one of you took my bikurim and lifted it up and brought it down and melech or mevi or malo or married all these other things, and you guys brought down a shefa and a hashpa onto this world that allowed us then to have better weather, and that's why I was able to bring the bikurim. She'ein chakofi toiva is not going on the bikurim. It's a directive to the kohen. It's actually a sentence I'm saying to the kohen. I'm saying to the kohen, listen. Thank you so much. Thank you for waving up and down. I see I brought bikurim now because last year I came and you gave me this present of better weather. Thank you very much. I'm not kofi toiva. I realize it comes from you. It's not the mazolos and it's not the constant. You know, it's you. And that's why he says the two things go together. That's where you go, that kohen you might not say is not choshuv. To the kohen, not about the bikurim. But as I was looking at this, I was thinking to myself, there are a few nekunas from this shtickle that I think are very, very important. And we won't really have time to go through all of them. And I want to just mention one nekuda that I felt very strongly as I was going through the shtickle. You know, when you speak about Ashiya b'yomim ahem, we all look back at the people that came before us, great people. And we say, you know what? They were zoicha on Rosh Hashanah. They were able to be zoicha bedin on Rosh Hashanah. You have choshebet people that did tshuva properly. You know, when you hear about in the yeshivas, they always used to say, the mashgiach used to say, when Elul came, etzach ketreiselt, the oilam used to faint. When they called out Rosh Chodesh Elul, people in the shtetl used to literally faint. Here we call a Rosh Chodesh Elul and people say, oy vey, oh, it's 4 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. Oh, goodness, it comes again. Yeah? So who's gonna be Oime Badin? Me Yisku Badin? How you in the end of the day are you gonna be Zoich Ladin? So I was thinking to myself, Mata, you know, Ashayya Bayomim, twice the Torah says Ashayya Bayomim, once by the Shofet, once by the Kohen. But the Torah is telling you that the Rabbeinu Shalom, just like I have to understand Ashayya Bayomim, there's a Kohen, Ashayya Bayomim, there's a Rav, there's a Bezdin, Ashir B'yom Mahim. Yeah, it might not be as great as what it used to be. But Lamaisa, this is what there is. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't expect us to do something that he himself also doesn't do for us. The Rebbeinu Shalom looks at us and he says, I know you trace Lezach Nishmi and Elo like the others. I know it's not the shtetl. I know it's not like how it used to be. But it's Ashir B'yom Mahim. That's what there is nowadays. You look around at Nebuch, at our Dar, at Dar Yosef, and you say, this is who we are. So I'm fine. This is who you are. I take you, and I accept you according to what you are. I'm not going to judge you according to the judgments of Rashi, according to the judgments of Ravashi, of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. We don't stand a chance. Nowhere near, even of Rabbi Isha, we wouldn't stand a chance. Everyone down, right? This is who's living today. I look at you, I give you the chance for yourself, and we have to see that bracha. If we look at others and say, Ashir B'yom, this is what there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Ashir B'yom Ha'im, I see it in you also. So you look at the Rav, you look at the Kohen, you look at somebody else, you say, this is Ashir B'yom Ha'im. Hopefully the Bansham will look at us also and say, Ashir B'yom Ha'im, and give us a Ksivach Simetoyba and a good Givan Shtiar. Thank you very much. Again, the neshama of Reb Shimon Shon Chaim and Nachman Michal should have a tremendous aliyah neshama from this tremendous Torah.
Oh man, it's the skirt, it's the oil.